the new settler station called Galei Israel was launched this February, and it was like the end point of a long and ongoing struggle for the settlers to have their own radio station in the occupied territories, which is an interesting, it's an interesting issue. It's actually a media story, but in the same way, it's a very Israeli story about the tensions in the Israeli society between the, I would say, liberal democratic camp in Israel and the, you can say, right-wing religious national camp, mostly in the occupied territories, but also within Israel. Should we go quickly over the story?
Please, yes.
The settlers in the occupied territories, we're talking about the West Bank and Gaza, but Gaza is no longer in Israeli hands after the disengagement. So nowadays we're talking mainly about the settlements in the West Bank. They have been for many years struggling to have their own radio station. They see radio as a very, we're talking about the days before the internet, they saw radio as a very important medium for their own communication between settlements and for political and also religious reasons, to see, to define themselves as a social and political camp. And until the beginning of the 90s, Israel did not have any private radio, which is quite exceptional, I think, for British ears, but that was the situation. It was only public national radio, and quite a lot of piracy was going on. And the main one was what was called Arutz Sheva. It's actually kind of reminds the story of the piracy, the piratic radio in the UK in the 60s, but in a different way.
So the Radio Caroline, radio,
yeah,
that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, these stories always tell like a deeper, more interesting social story about the society that that has this piracy in it. You know, what does it mean? So for the settlers, it meant that they really wanted to have their own medium for themselves, and they were broadcasting, they said, outside the territorial waters of Israel, and the station was called Arutz Sheva, Channel 7, and it became quite popular within the settlers and right-wing camp. And there were claims, you know, it wasn't even claims, it was a reality, that this station was a center or like a dominant voice in the opposition to the Oslo Accords in the 90s, and the whole peace move that Yitzhak Rabin, the late Yitzhak Rabin, was trying to achieve. And
you tell in the in your piece in Index and Censorship about that one of the station presenters was frequently calling Rabin a traitor at this point.
Exactly. So things at the beginning of the 90s were very hot, steaming in Israel, and the opposition to the Oslo Accords was very strong. And Channel 7 was playing, you know, I don't know if to say a leading role, but quite a dominant role in that sense. And yeah, and one of the station's anchors was calling Rabin, not directly, but indirectly, a traitor, also talking about religious ruling, saying that Rabin has had what we call in Hebrew, din rodef. Din rodef is if someone betrays his country, then he deserves death, basically. So there was also a discourse around, you know, the religious justification for that. And as we all know, in 93, Rabin was murdered. And although there was a legal action against Channel 7 during the years, it was only after Rabin's murder that the station was finally closed, and its leading personas were brought to trial. But this is not the end of the story. And this is really a story about the tension, I would say, between the political arena in Israel that is heavily influenced by the conflict